we brought together different groups of people, technologists who are using this technology, companies that are implementing this technology in their commercial product, privacy and consumer advocates, as well as academics. And, you know, we had a lot of discussion at that workshop about various issues, both how facial recognition technology works, how it's currently being implemented in different products, as well as any of the attendant privacy concerns. And so one of the things that we're seeking to do with these public comments is just gather more information on these issues.
Let's talk about the way it's used first in general, commercially. How are people starting to use it?
At the workshop, we talked about two different technologies. We talked about both facial recognition and facial detection. And so facial detection technology, a lot of the uses that were discussed at the workshop are it's being used in digital signs, and how the detection technology is being used there is it's detecting the age range and the gender of the person who's looking at the sign, and it can then target an ad to that person based on those demographic characteristics. So that's one of the ways that facial detection is being used. Facial recognition is being used in various photo tagging applications. We had representatives from both Google and Facebook at the workshop talking about how their social networks are implementing facial recognition for that use. And then facial recognition is also, you know, one of the things that we talked about was possible future uses, which are numerous. We had a researcher, Professor Alessandro Acchisi, talk about a recent study that he did using facial recognition technology to determine whether it could be used to identify previously anonymous photographs online, for example, dating site photos.
Okay, so it sounds like there could be a lot of privacy implications. What did some of the privacy people tell you?
A lot of the privacy and consumer advocates, one of the issues that they raised was the issue of whether consumers are aware of how this technology is being implemented, as well as what degree of consumer control, if any, there is built into these products. So, for example, with the facial detection in digital signs, is there a notice to consumers if a digital sign is using a camera that implements facial detection? Is there a notice if the ads are being targeted based on that? With facial recognition, similar issues, you know, if it's being implemented in a social network or online forum in some way, do consumers have a choice as to whether or not they use it?
So it sounds like if you go to the supermarket, you're going to have a bag over your head one of these days.
You know, it's one of those things. That's one of the big issues that was raised with the digital signs, is that the use could be very invisible to people. And how do people who might not be comfortable with it, is there the ability for them to opt out of it in some way?
Now, does the FTC have jurisdiction over these uses, or are you looking at possible new applications for the FTC? What is your role here, besides convening the workshop?
You know, our role right now at this stage is, I would say, information gathering. We're really trying to figure out what's going on in this space, how it's being used, where it's going, you know, bring everybody together to discuss these issues. The FTC, you know, are under Section 5. We have the ability to bring cases if an act is unfair or deceptive. So, you know, that's the lens that we would look at these technologies through.
We're speaking with Amanda Calusius. She's a staff attorney in the Division of Privacy and Identity Protection at the Federal Trade Commission. So is one of the possible scenarios that you could be online and the camera on your computer is activated and that could be used in some way for marketing or whatever purposes the site might have?
We have not heard right now of that being used, to the best of my knowledge. One of the presenters at the workshop, however, did discuss how webcams can be used for consumers to specifically sign up for this service in this instance, and it could be used to do emotion sensing to, for example, determine how consumers react to a particular ad or product. But that is a service that, you know, consumers specifically sign up for. We have no knowledge right now of it being done on a broader basis.
And I suppose it could also be used as a log-on technique, as instead of a thumbprint, for example, or a password.
Yes, that's also definitely possible. We had some people at the workshop talk about that. For example, I believe Google is implementing that in some ways as a way to secure your phone using your facial recognition to unlock your phone. So it's definitely possible that it could be used as a biometric similar to a fingerprint in that way.
Does the commission envision that possession by a commercial entity of faces that are used for logon or recognition, that they could be used in some other way, whereas if all they have is their password, they could not use it in another way?
You know, know, I think that that's something, an area where we would definitely be concerned if that were the case, if consumers were, for example, submitting photos of themselves to be used for facial recognition solely for the purpose of unlocking their phone, unlocking their computer, if it was then taken and being used in a different way without consumers being informed, that's certainly something that we would be concerned about.
So now you've gathered information. What are the next steps for the Federal Trade Commission?
We're not done gathering information. I think that's why we are, you know, asking for public comment on these issues. Deadline for public comments is January 31st. And I think once we get the responses and see what the responses to our questions are, we will decide where to go from there.
So one possibility could be proposed rulemaking, for example?
At this point, you know, we really can't predict where we'll go with this because we don't know what responses we're going to get. We really do need to see what interested stakeholders have to say in this area.
So would it be fair to say that you sense there might be something with facial recognition, you just don't know what exactly it is yet? In other words, you sense there might be something there, but maybe not.
I mean, I think one of the things that we learned at the workshop and that we're seeking to gain through the comments is really what are the privacy concerns here, and are the technologies currently being implemented in a way that raises additional privacy concerns, or are they being implemented in a very privacy-sensitive way? And since we don't fully know the answers to that, it's very hard to predict where we'll go.
Now, a lot of federal agencies are looking at facial recognition for a variety of purposes. Are they part of your deliberations also?
They would certainly be welcome to submit a comment to us in response to if they have thoughts on any of the specific issues that we've raised. But we are not, as of right now, working specifically with any other agencies.
And if someone wants to weigh in with their thoughts on facial recognition, how do they do that?
They can go to ftc.gov, and we actually have a specific page for our workshop, and there's instructions on that page for how to submit a comment. They can be submitted online or in paper, although we do encourage online submissions.